financiers, Indian style. How large is the newspaper? The circulation?
450,000.
Half a million.
Swami, what is your purpose here with your with the faith in seeking the growth and so on?
How did you classify it in this?
The purpose of our seeking growth is so that people all over the world can become happy again. People who are suffering due to lack of knowledge about who they are and what their relationship is with God. And as a result of that ignorance, they're performing so many activities which cause them pain and misery, so they can become happy again.
How will this be achieved?
Misery is caused due to ignorance. The more he gets in darkness of knowledge, we suffer. But it depends between what is called developed nations and not developed nations. This America belongs to the Red Indians, and because they are not developed, their condition was developed, different from the present America. They could not construct a building house and building roads and that, because they are in ignorance. That is the difference. Prosperity, or prosperity, happiness, not happiness. They have ignorance and knowledge.
They have, is it that they have confused materialism with happiness?
Not materialism, I would say. Happiness is knowledge. Happiness is knowledge. Man, he is in ignorance. He is suffering. And then you say material and spiritual. A person who is not developed consciousness is suffering. And they commit sinful acts of.
I beg your pardon?
Because it's sinful acts of ignorance. So that is the difference between man and animal. Animal means not developed consciousness. Some of them they say the animal has no soul. That is foolishness. Animal has soul. But consciousness is not developed. Just like a child. The father's consciousness and the child's consciousness differ. Now why is it different? The child's consciousness is not developed. Father's consciousness is developed. Because the child is talking some nonsense, you cannot say there is no soul. There is. Consciousness is not developed.
Do you see hope for mankind in the future?
Yes. Mankind be happy immediately, provided the consciousness is developed.
Do you think that this will ever be achieved?
Yes. It can be achieved. Just like I have sent the letter to your daughter. think that God cares that you write 100 bills, in God we trust.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you trust in God blindly, unknowingly. That was my question. Suppose I trust it. So, you must be trustworthy. Otherwise, why should I trust? But this question I ask you not until you write the bill. In God we trust. So what kind of trust it is? If we actually trust, then we must know that God is trustworthy. Or is blindly trust as a slogan. But that refer is not his class. So, what is your opinion? In God we trust. So how do we trust? Why is trust? This is my question.
It would be a matter of faith, I suppose. It would be a matter of faith, I suppose.
Faith? Maybe different. You may have faith, I may not have faith. That is not the question. That's why in the bank, you devote some money. Somebody has faith or no faith, but that might be trustworthy. You know that your money is deposited in the bank without the cheat. Similarly, if you trust in God, then you must know whether God is trustworthy. You may not know. It's not the question of faith. Faith is bad. It's the question of understanding. Oh, that we want, that America, especially, you are favored among all other nations. You are wonderful, richer than other nations. So, why don't you take God seriously? Why should you trust in God as faith? No. You understand what is God. And have your faith and prove that God is yes, trustworthy, that others may know that God is not trustworthy. That is our method, that why God trusts and we trust in God should be a slogan. This is a fact. By scientific study, by scientific understanding. There is a way to understand why God is trustworthy. It's not a question of faith, it's a fact. Just like a child has faith in his parents, but that is not an attribution thing, it's a fact. And the parents are trustworthy to the child, no doubt about it, by nature. But similarly, why we should be in trust in God? Why my branches? Why not trust with knowledge? And that is our moment. Every civilized person has lost some faith in God. But now, there and far, we should understand what is wrong. Why we must have faith in that is Krishna Mahārāja.
It's a matter of education.
Every faith, blind faith is not empty. But therefore they have become God-faith. And gradually, if we do not understand factually what is God, then the whole dimension of existence will be God. To become Godless means again animal. That is the difference between animal and man. In the animal society, there is no possibility that man, God, these things are not bad. The human civilization, if it becomes like that, without having faith in God, without any understanding of God, then what is the difference between God and God and human beings? We must know God as that is the actual aim of humanity. Suppose the dog is sleeping on the street without any care whether a car is coming and smashing. He is also sleeping soundly. And he is sleeping in a very nice apartment. The opera is sleeping. And he was saying, I'm sleeping, I wasn't, I'm sleeping. So do you think to change the circumstances of the sleeping? I'm sleeping in a very nice apartment, he's sleeping on the floor. Does it mean this is an enhancement of privileges? Sleeping is good. Sleeping, that's right. Male dog in the animal, female dog, the sex pleasure is seen. And we are enjoying with a beautiful woman. The sex pleasure is the same. Therefore, he gets some eatables, either in gold pot or in iron pot. The taste is the same. Similar putting the bhusta, the golden pot, does it mean the taste has changed? So the taste of eating, sleeping, making and defending is the same for the human being as well as that. But what is the difference between the animal and the man? The animal cannot know God. That is not. The human being can. That is the opportunity of the thing. If we are missing that opportunity, then we are living an animal spirit. This is not civilization. Animal life is not civilization. If life means not animal life, something more than that. That is not God.
Do you have programs developed to educate mankind towards this God consciousness?
Yes. Concrete education. Not fictitious. Concrete.
How will you get man to become aware of the situation so he could desire
it is a simple fact. If you simply understand that one person in the Bhagavad Gita, there it is stated that Sarbhajoni su kaunteya samma bhakti mukhaya tasa mahajani brahma aham bhija prabhupita. Very simple thing. It's like the earth or the material nature. Everything is coming out of the material nature. Beginning from the grass to the highest intellectual human being, or more than that. Where from that coming? From this material nature. And then earth, water, fire. The these elements and the planet. Let us see from the ground, the grass is coming, the winter is coming, from the water, the fishes are coming, all gas are coming, the dogs are coming, then after eating the vegetables, the animals are coming. And this way, everything is coming generated from the earth, from nature. Is that right? So, we are coming from material nature, that means we are, material nature is our mother. From the womb of mother, the child comes. From the material nature, everything is coming. That according to basic knowledge, this earth is also mother. We have got seven mothers, according to basic knowledge. Adho Mata, Drupati, Brahmani, Rajvartika, Venu, Dhatri, Prakhadhati, Saprajiti, Mokasimta. Adho Mata means original mother, dear mother. And Drupati, the wife of teacher, the wife of a Brahmana. Brahmana means the most intellectual class of men in the human society, Brahman. It is not a class, it is a section in every human society. All that there is a class of men, very intelligent, they are Brahman. So, Adho Mata group for three Brahmani, Adho Bhaktika, and the queen, Padmani, there are kings. She is also considered mother. And Venu, means cow, is mother, because the genes and milk, she supplies him, that mother. And when she is God, is coming out, that is mother. Here you see, coming, there are many different varieties of swans, but anything coming out of the earth, God is mother. And that is coming down, that is son, then where is the father? Then must be father. Is it possible mother can give birth to a child without father? Is it possible?
I wouldn't think so.
Huh?
I wouldn't think so, no.
So, there must be father. This is conclusion. So who is setting up on the father? The answer is in Bhagavad-gita. All of it is in Bhagavad-gita. I am father. You cannot deny father. That's not possible. If there is mother, if there is child, there must be father. This is human sense. An animal sense is, I don't care for father. Male father. So do you want to keep the human society in such ignorance? Just like yes and no. The dogs do not fear being father. This movement wants to give education to the human society. Yes, there is father. That is actual fact. Without father, husband, is child. Is it possible? At the present moment, the human society is child playing on the lap of mother, that's all, and big, big motor car, without any knowledge of father. that please the human being, you may simply satisfy with toys on the lap of mother, but you try to understand his father. So we are satisfied with the toys and playing on the lap of the mother. What a path is running very swiftly. Head breath or neck breath. See? And they are looking in the sitter. At all. But who is your father? Don't know.
Then where do you live?
Huh?
Where did you, where did
he live? Something. A lap of mother, that's all. That is child. Child is satisfied on the lap of the mother, that's what I have said to him. The child doesn't care, it's not the father. But there is father, that's right. His present civilization is childish. Does not care to know the father. So whether the human civilization, the human child, children, the white among them. In that, how I can make myself in that, live peacefully. So for the time being, they will, again, they will fight. They will cry. That is all. What the United Nations has done for the last 40 years, the fighting, blessedness, or any. So you think that a child or a child, do you think they are in peace? That is not true. The two guys are said, the talking of these big words for peace, that is not. In Melbourne, I, in my place in Sezu, in Benton, in Kwaki.
I just came from Vancouver, from the Habitat Conference, the UN Academy Habitat Conference in Vancouver.
Mm.
And believe me, it is not inviting. There was constantly discussions and arguments, sometimes there were walkouts.
They're
not able to reach any conclusions. They can't agree with each other.
100%. Given the said, was God sitting by things and comes to conclusions? There is no aim. What is the actual aim of life? So, this is a very important moment. At least the intelligent class of men, we must understand currently. Like this body, there are different parts, different sections of the body. But the most important section is the brain. Similarly, the important section of society means one is fully in dogma. I you can touch my hand, that's a leaf. You can touch my leg, that's a leaf. But you touch my hair, so at the present moment, that with the changes, with the technology, that's all right. That is hands and legs. But there is no pain. Therefore, in one sense, you can take it as death. in your anxiety, your country, heavenly earth, sometimes very far, because my father left. Because these elegant boys, they are helping me, pushing on this book. So I'm very much obliged to these boys. Now, let us take it a little more seriously, state-wise. I mean, I really take it seriously, other patients report. As there is the United Nations Organization in America, make a nice organization to understand more than the patients.
Mm-hmm.
You see, we're beginning more than I thought. At least I see majority of my disciples are American. Why not describe it?
Prabhupada, before Richard asking a question, what is the difference between our movement and, say, another religion, like the Sikh or some other religion?
You don't misunderstand. Religion means a kind of faith. It's like you are Christian, I am Hindu. So you have faith in Christian, you have faith in Hindu. That is another thing. But this is, we understand religion in a different way, according to English. A real religion is the law given by God. This is the short definition of it. But if you do not know what is God, and if you do not know what is His law, then what is the meaning of it? There is no meaning of it. Blindly, if I have some faith in some dogma, that is not religion. Religion means the science by which you can understand God and the law of God. That is it. It's not the kind of faith. That's like state laws. You may have faith or no faith. The state law is law. You have no faith. As I'm in America, in our country, the state law is still to the left. So I come to America, you say, keep to the left. If I say, no, I'm not present, keep to the left. No, that is my problem. That is law. Similarly, religion means you may have faith or no faith, but you must have it. It is a must. It is not optional. That is it. That I explained many times that characteristics is like every one of us, we are servant. So, the being entity is servant. He may have faith or no faith. He might be a servant. But if you don't become servant of God, then you become servant of God. That is your advancement of civility. When there is no service for God, it's like here we have got service for God, there is no question of serving God. But when we forget service of God, then automatically we become service of God. But sadly, I'm servant. That's the path. But voluntarily, keep a dog and serve. If you have no master, then a keep a master, dog, cat. God is by the name best. What is best? I think that is best. So this is our advantage. We have refused to have God and voluntarily accepted to have God. And in India, we are also learning. And formerly, God keeping, God, they were in this neighborhood. And they were not allowed to enter the room or house. Now they are keeping God, just like the Western people. They are making jobs and so on.
Gotcha.
They are learning how to shut the door. And they are giving up God.
And there are a lot of people here that worship their
intents.
The Russians serve Lenin.
But they're interesting. Those people are very expert in this subject matter. They're Latin everything.
So we can't avoid service.
No, that is not fun.
That's what we're trying to say.
Now we are sitting so many gentlemen. He's having some paper, he's having some paper. And you are having what? The service is there. Nobody can say, no, I don't serve anyone. Is there any man? No. Tell them. You must have. Constitutionally, you are meant for serving. Either you are president of the state or is anything. That is a policy. That is the beginning of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy. Jivera Sarupai Mitra Krishna Dhar. All living entities that is done as serpent of God.
All services. Huh? All services.
He says all services are staged. How can it be all services? Do you think that
the service? Everybody's working their own way. It's all.
Unless you come to the service of God, it is wrong.
I think he's asking, but if it is service to God, then God has all service to him.
Yes.
Right.
God, service to God means that makes to put stuff in the stomach. Then the service supplying energy is distributed automatically. Eyes get service, ears get service, hands get service, head get service. But if you put stuff in the eyes, and instead of getting service, you make it blind. If you put stuff in the ear, instead of hearing, it is wrong. And that is ignorance. You do not know what to give service. But the knowledge, God doesn't know what to give service, so that the service will be automatically. Pour water on the root of the tree, and the energy is distributed to the plant, to the bat, to the tree, to the leaf, to the flower, everything. We are missing that part. This is scientific. The Tata Dhanmula Nishiri Kamehna, Tippan Piksa Spandha Guru Pusaka, Prano Pahara Siddha Dindriyana, Tata Sarvahanam Pachudindriya, so instead of giving service in so many ways, social, political, philosophical, cultural, this way, this way, you simply learn how to serve God, then everything is done. So that is our philosophy, and we are endeavoring for this purpose, that you understand God and give service to Him, then the whole society will be perfect.
No questions about this.
You have to do a program for educating society.
This is education, not
education. There's also the techniques by which you go about educating society. Some
techniques. Yeah, it's not education.
No, but I mean, as far as our books are, we have our
techniques. Oh,
our program is to distribute the books of the data with our spiritual message, philosophical commentary. We already discussed the religion.
But on this subject, I tell you, it's in six people. Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much, Srila Prabhupada.
Yes. Thank you.